There, all right, there we go. So three, two, and one. Well, Mayor Doug, welcome back. The Mayor's Monday here at WSAU, WSAU.com. How's
well,
it going
right,
up here
great.
At City
welcome.
Hall?
It feels like it was just yesterday.
It really does.
You're sitting in the spot.
It really does. But
yeah, here we are.
But hey, it's anybody looking for good news at one time or another, we might have some because for a second year in a row, the city is going to get some extra road work done this year. Tell us why.
Sure. So again, you'll see it in our new newsletter that's in the mail today. You'll see next week. We had approximately 32 inches of snow versus our citywide average of over the last 10 years, 60 couple inches of snow. So we have snow savings on labor and plowing and salt. We're going to roll that into asphalt overlay again this year. It's $250,000 that I'm going to ask council next week to roll in, and we need that. And if you look at our history, our road ratings have gone significantly worse and down in the category of poor and very poor roads. We've gone from like 10 miles of poor roads back in 2012, so 10, 11 years ago, to pushing 40 miles. So we've added over 25 miles of poor or very poor roads because we're not spending on roads and doing road maintenance at a pace that keeps up with degradation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to reverse that trend. And this is a dent in it. And I think people will start to see a difference when we do more asphalt overlay.
Yeah. So give us an idea of how much that can account for then. Because I know you kind of had a similar number last year. So I guess the first question is how much more did you get done last year? And how much more maybe do you think you can get done this year on top of what was already budgeted for?
Well, if you look at the other fact that we bought equipment that our city crews can do that work themselves, this is a force multiplier because we can now do that work in-house at times when you don't necessarily have the ability to go out and get a contractor to come in. So we can do it when we have downtimes. We can do it when we have roads that are identified that can take the asphalt overlay that may not be repaired or rebuilt for a number of years. So we have a five-year plan on the rebuild. Rebuild costs us today roughly $2 million a mile to rebuild completely. Asphalt overlay we can do at a small fraction of that. So we can, $250,000 is going to probably get us a few, I'd like to put a number on it for you, but it's going to, as a percentage of what we had allocated
right.
last year, in the last two budgets, we had $500,000 allocated, so that represents a 50% increase.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is I'd like to be back up to $1 million again, because a number of years ago, we were doing $1 million in asphalt overlay.
Mm-hmm. And I can see the smoke coming out your ears as you're trying to do that math on the fly there, so I appreciate that. It's great news, though, for the people, because, again, this is something that's was already accounted for in the budget, and you're able to put it to use elsewhere because, again, for the unfortunate, we didn't have a whole lot of snow last winter, so the savings there can be realized and put to work elsewhere.
Yes, and, it's good to remember that it's still just a drop in a bucket. At some point, we're going to have to address the bigger issue of how do we right the ship in 5 years. So that 1 to 10 rating, our goal, and it used to be the standard, is that we are 5 and above. So 5 to 10 is a brand new road. And that mix has probably gone, like I mentioned, 25 miles more in the poor category than we were 10 years ago. We can't sustain that in another 10 years or we'll be driving on gravel roads.
Yeah.
I won't let that happen.
And that's exactly, because it's an impression on the city for visitors. It's something that the residents here use every day.
Right.
It's just not necessarily a good look if you're constantly driving on poor roads and have potholes all over the place.
Well, the interesting thing is every spring you get those calls. It felt like the calls were a little bit less this year. I don't know. Maybe that's an anecdotal feel, but and once we start putting it out, I hope people see the difference.
Mm-hmm. And then speaking of utilities, You're also you put out a press release a couple of weeks ago regarding settlement money for PFAS contamination. For those that don't know, the city entered into a class action lawsuit against PFAS manufacturers. This was years ago before you took office, and the settlement checks are starting to get distributed there. So you put out a release, I guess, reminding everybody that this is going to be coming, and you kind of encouraged everybody and what you would like to see this money used for. Give us an idea of what that was.
So my direction was, let's put that money into the utilities where it was rightfully spent, and let's not take this as a windfall and start buying new trucks and toys for the city. It must be earmarked for offsetting the cost, paying down debt in the utility, and if that can help lower the rates, we'll put that toward lowering the rates. There are no restrictions on this money, but I want to put some restrictions on it. I want council to adhere to that and put some restrictions on it, to spend it where it should be. And I think that's what residents expect. As far as what we're getting, I can tell you that the check might be in the mail at some point. We saw that Eau Claire has already gotten theirs. When we have the information, we'll announce that to the public. And again, let's offset costs in the utilities. We're looking to enhance our personnel down there. We have to spend it where it needs to be spent.
Yeah, because I think the point that you made in the press release was, if it's something that would go into the city budget and then be used as a recurring expense, it could end up being, I believe you called it, a hidden tax increase.
Right.
Because then that's something that has to be accounted for in future years. And so what you're talking about is spending it one-time money that then doesn't have to be paid off in future years.
Right. You know, that you would think that would go without saying, but if you look at our track record on spending ARPA windfall money, for example, there's numerous examples where we put money into things that are recurring and we will be paying for years to come. We don't want that. In fact, that was one of the ranking criteria that the state gave us the money. It should not go toward recurring expenses. It needs to be one-time project expense. Hiring personnel, for example, they're going to be on the payroll for the rest of their, you know, for ever into the future. The ARPA money is going to be running out at the end of this year or mm-hmm. next year.
Yeah. So I guess then that brings up the point. If you're able to put that into the utility, you mentioned bringing down the water rates. Obviously, that's something that everybody would like to see. Do you have an idea then of when we could, if this happens the way you'd like it to, when we could maybe go back for that next rate case study?
Well, yeah. That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
Is it $100 or is it $100 million or somewhere in between? You know, I'm throwing numbers out there. Mm-hmm. We don't have an idea of what that's going to be. But, you know, that'll certainly, if it's significant, then we make a rate case. It may seem counterintuitive, but if it's a small amount, I think it's going to have to come in. It'll be used operationally, and we may be able to then reduce pilot. But if we go to do a rate case, we still could be, because we have so much debt, they still could raise rates. And we're not going to go do a rate case mm-hmm. if that's the determination.
Right.
So we will hold rates as long as we can, and we will put that money into operations that at a minimum delays any future rate increase. And let's put the money where it belongs.
Absolutely. So then when can we see action on this? You said the check might be in the mail. I know the final decision, though, of course, is going to rest with the city council, right?
That is correct. So as far as why I put that information out is because, obviously, we saw Eau Claire got theirs. Ours is definitely is imminent. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we know that, then we can, and it takes a little bit of the planning. Hey, we've got this money. What are we going to do with it? We already should know what we're going to do with it. We have $17 million in loans on the GAC system. There are a lot of things we can offset. If we offset that debt, That's less debt load mm-hmm. than we have in debt service we have.
Absolutely. Last thing then before we let you go, obviously it was the big story in Wausau a couple of weeks ago regarding the proposed development on Wyatt Street. Of course, you vetoed the measure. The city council then was going to bring it back. And a couple days before that, we find out that the developer in question was actually 17 years old, couldn't enter into a legally binding enforceable document like that. You called immediately for an investigation into just exactly how this happened. Tell us as much as you can about how the investigation is going and what, I guess, if any action you could take once you do have the results of that.
Sure. Well, you know, when I originally vetoed it, I vetoed it primarily on the commercial aspects and maybe some of the aspects of was it properly advertised, that kind of thing. And then with the revelation of the 17-year-old, you know, we are going to look into it. Here's one thing I will guarantee you: the process will be changed and it will be fixed. What happens is going to depend on how we view how this happened, and we will, there's a performance component, and then there's a assurance component and a trust component that citizens want to know, council wants to know that when they're voting on something, they have all the information required to make that vote. And that's my commitment to council, that staff will provide all the information that they need. We have to face the fact that this was a black eye, and a significant one. When I have other news agencies from around the state calling on this. We have business leaders concerned about this. If you're looking to come to Wausau, is it practical and easy to do business with? So the next big deal we have come in, are residents going to feel comfortable that we've done our due diligence? I think right now the answer is no, they aren't. And we are going to correct that. So I'm reluctant to talk specifics on that. But the process is we will find out what happened. We will find out what policies we passed economic development committees, as you've followed, mm-hmm. have had stumbles. And the promise has always been we're going to fix the vetting process. Well, we're going to fix the vetting process. Show me, mm-hmm. right? And that's something we're going to have to prove to, staff's going to have to prove to.
And I think the one thing that you maybe caught a lot of people's attention with this is, you know, is an age background or an age verification, is that generally part of the process? Or I guess now the question is, should that be part of the process? Because obviously that was something that kind of got lost in the shuffle here. Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike, if you went down to Brickner's and to test drive a brand new Wagoneer for $85,000, mm-hmm. you're not going to get in that vehicle until they see you are qualified to buy that car and you have a driver's license and away you go. I think any significant deal. Well, let me say this: the Rules Committee is right now undergoing a process change for how citizen participation on committees goes, mm-hmm. and my appointments to those committees. They want to see resumes. They want to encourage these residents to come in and speak before the council. They want to have references. So that the council itself is imposing more vetting on people potential for bike ped committee than we currently are for major developer deals where federal money is being distributed. That can't happen. We have to be more diligent mm-hmm. than that.
Absolutely. Well,
we always, did I burn out your time on that?
Might have, but yeah, we always appreciate the time, Mayor Denny. We'll look forward to chatting again next month.
All right, see you then.